Hundreds of companies are speaking out against a wave of restrictive voting laws making their way through state legislatures across the country. Amazon, Starbucks, General Motors, and others signed a new statement that ran a full-page ad in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other papers. The statement titled, "We Stand for Democracy," says it opposes discriminatory legislation that would make it harder for people to vote. Let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Tanya.
So this coalition was organized by former American Express CEO Kenneth Chenault and Merck CEO Kenneth Frazier, who also led a group of black executives in opposition to Georgia's voting law last month. What are these companies calling for?
Yeah, so last month it was 73 black executives, senior and former. Now it's gotten much broader than that. And they're calling on companies to get more involved in sort of being at the forefront of discriminatory legislation that would make it harder for people to vote around the country. So very specifically around the things that we're seeing in Georgia and Texas and Arizona and Michigan and Pennsylvania and, you know, a number of other states. But more broadly, to understand that taking a stand in favor of stronger civil rights and voting rights is not topic specific, because one of the things that companies get worried about is sort of topic specific advocacy. So I think what these leaders are saying is, let's say we're all in favor of more people voting and stronger voting rights and support that.
To that point, many companies put their names on the ad, while others, like executive Warren Buffett, signed personally but kept their businesses out of it. I'm guessing it's kind of connected to what you were just saying.
Yeah, look, companies are struggling with this. And by the way, they struggled with it a year ago with Black Lives Matter. What's politics and what's not? With Warren Buffett, it doesn't trouble me all that much, because Warren Buffett is so much the face of all his companies that I would be more worried if the companies did it and Warren Buffett didn't say so. In fact, Warren Buffett had said in 2018 that while he doesn't think businesses should be involved in politics, he said, "I didn't put my political views in a blind trust when I took the job." So I think there's a nuanced view there that he's walking a good line on. But there are some other companies that I think are going to run into some problems by not getting involved in this.
I have just about a minute with you, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell initially said companies should stay out of politics, but he's backed off of those comments. Now he says companies are entitled to political involvement. I mean, companies do donate a lot of money to political causes. Do you think these donations seem to face less scrutiny than public statements like this ad? And do you think that could change?
Yes. Yes. And I think we have to remember this, because between political action committees that are funded by companies, between donations that go to candidates, and between lobbying, companies have far more of a voice than the average voter does. So this concept, that statement by McConnell was an outlandish, unusual thing to say. I think there's a real discussion that needs to be had about what role companies should have in politics. But make no mistake, companies in America have probably got a louder voice than most voters do right now.
It will be really interesting as well to see how this debate could reshape the future of political giving as well. That's MSNBC. Yeah, that's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. As always, thank you so much.
My pleasure.